This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Truly another bombshell revelation here about what may be the trigger behind the mass social chaos, the uprising in the cities of America that we know is being anticipated by certain governmental authorities, we'll just say it that way, because of this story of contractors being told to prepare for domestic deployment. Now, I reported that a couple of months ago, and I didn't know what the trigger event would be. Today, I believe I know what the trigger event is, and it's going to blow your mind. Well, I don't know. If you're well-informed, maybe not. I'll just get right to it. It's going to be the indictment and arrest of either Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama. One or both of those people is going to be arrested and indicted for multiple felony crimes, and it's most likely going to be Hillary Clinton. Obama has more immunity as a former president. He's got more distance between him and the crimes that were committed. Things may reflect poorly on Obama, and Obama was certainly in charge when the felony crimes and the illegal surveillance was being conducted on the Trump campaign officials and transition officials. But Hillary Clinton, her hand has been caught in the cookie jar. And I refer you to videos by Tom Fitton, the head of Judicial Watch. Judicial Watch, which has been around since the 1990s, at least, maybe earlier, they have been spearheading the requests for documents. They've been spearheading the investigations. And Tom Fitton is a true American hero. And he has just gone public with a video where he says that there is now enough evidence in the hands of federal prosecutors to arrest and indict Hillary Clinton. They already have everything they need, folks. This is the point. And you might wonder, why don't they go out and arrest her right now today? Well, the wheels of fact-finding grind slowly in Washington, but they are grinding away at this very minute. It is now in motion, and it is unstoppable. This motion, this push for the memo to come out. Everybody's demanding that the memo be released because what's in it is so damning, and it indicts the Obama administration and its top officials such as Peter Strzok, Lisa Page inside the FBI, Andrew McCabe, and people inside the Department of Justice under Trump, such as Loretta Lynch, for example. These people are facing imprisonment. When this comes out and the fact-finding is allowed to play out, which may take months or even a couple of years, I'm not saying it's tomorrow, by the way, it may take a couple of years before all this comes out. I can't tell you the exact timeline, but it's in motion. It's coming out. There are enough, we'll say conservatives or libertarians in the Senate and in Congress and on the House Intelligence Committee and so on, who want this to come out, that it is unstoppable. It's going to come out. Heck, the memo might be released before you even hear this podcast, because it's going to take a couple of days to get this podcast out. But the point is, it's coming out. And when it comes out, there will be no turning back from pursuing the evidence, following the evidence, and the evidence leads straight to Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama and others like Peter Strzok, who we've mentioned, and even James Comey and even Robert Mueller. But it also leads directly to Hillary Clinton. And by the way, those 33,000 emails that she thinks she destroyed, guess what? People in Washington, certain people already have those emails. And the 5 months of the FBI text messages that went missing, we were told, they've already been found. Already been discovered. Yeah, you can't hide that stuff. Not when the NSA is vacuuming up every bit and byte that traverses the internet in real time. The NSA has got all this stuff. And now the DOJ has it too, by the way. And others. There are others who have this. Anyway, the point is that you cannot stop this now. You're going to have to follow the evidence, and the evidence leads straight to Hillary Clinton's criminal activities. And even Barack Obama's complicity, at minimum, or perhaps criminality, as well. But I wouldn't be surprised if we see Hillary Clinton indicted, but Barack Obama gets away scot-free. I wouldn't be surprised at all. That's probably the most likely outcome here. Now, what happens when Hillary Clinton gets indicted? This is where the riots and the uprising comes into play. At that point, the left goes nuts. Because you got to remember, these brainwashed left-wing feminists, mostly, they love Hillary Clinton. They think she's an angel. Oh my God, they think she is the most honest, upstanding, ethical person. They have no idea she's a murderer, that they ordered executions of people like Vince Foster. When I say they, I mean Bill and Hillary Clinton. These sycophants have no idea what Hillary Clinton really is in terms of a mafia boss and committing felony crimes and lying and covering things up and having people killed at Benghazi. She is corrupt to the core, how she took hundreds of millions of dollars into her foundation to kind of pre-sell the White House influence that she thought she was going to have when she won the election, which is what she thought was going to happen. In fact, most people thought that was going to happen. I didn't. Remember, I predicted Trump was going to win. I predicted it clearly, openly, publicly. I predicted Trump was going to win. And of course, you know that that's what happened. I knew, I was very confident that America would reject Hillary Clinton, despite the best efforts of the media to propagandize people and lie to people and deceive people. So now, if Hillary Clinton gets indicted, the left, the same lying left that tried to steal the election, that tried to push a fake Russia hoax collusion narrative on America, that same left will call for mass uprisings and even violence nationwide. Believe me, the New York Times will call for it. The Washington Post will call for it. CNN, MSNBC, the whole gang of insane, unhinged left-wing media, they will all call for an uprising, because now at this point, they know they're going to lose big time. As all this comes out, Hillary Clinton goes to jail. Their dream is shattered. This becomes the Watergate of the left for the next generation. Every election would just remind people, remember the Obama-Clinton-DNC spying scandal? That's the Watergate of the left, and they can't have that happen. They will call for uprisings nationwide, and that is the scenario that's now emerging, sort of coalescing as the most likely scenario. I didn't know what was going to cause this, you know? It's like, do they know there's a financial collapse coming or something? Or do they know there's going to be a false flag Korean nuke attack on some U.S. city? Maybe. That's a possibility too. But it's now emerging that the arrest of Hillary Clinton is shockingly probable at this point. It's not definite, but it's probable. Once her guilt is fully known, once the media realizes, oh my God, they've been totally caught, they can't cover it up anymore, the truth is coming out, the corruption and criminality and fraud of the DNC, the Clinton Foundation, the Obama regime, all that, it's coming out, the FBI is corrupt, the DOJ was corrupt, the secret police spy state was in full operation under Obama, violating the constitutional rights of American citizens. As all that comes out, yeah, it's over for the left for a very long time. So get ready, folks. Get ready. I mean, the timing is unknown, as I said, but this is where it's now headed. So make sure that you are prepared for riots to break out in America as all this begins to happen. When you see the memo get released, that's when the clock ticking really begins to accelerate. So watch for that memo to be released. That's when you'll know that this is leaping to the next step, and you better be ready for what's coming, because the left is going to call for a civil war practically. I mean, they won't call it a civil war. They're going to call it resistance, but they're going to try to cause a national uprising and a revolution, and they're going to try to kick off a civil war. And that's the day, probably, that American patriots will need to defend their nation. And I'll talk about that later in another podcast about defending the Republic, protecting our democracy. So just stay tuned. HealthRangerReport.com is where you can hear all of my podcasts. You can also read my website at naturalnews.com. Take care.
Learn more at HealthRangerReport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.